welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imelc.org, for March 3rd to the 9th, 2012. Three Palestinians killed this week as internal Palestinian reconciliation arrives at a deadlock. Meanwhile, Palestinian prisoner Hanaz Shalabi continues her hunger strike demanding to be released from Israeli jail. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. This week, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as soldiers suppressed anti-wall protests organized in a number of West Bank villages. IMEMC's Carmen Rodriguez reports.
This week, protests in the West Bank villages were in solidarity with Hanna Ash-Shalabi, the Palestinian prisoner in Israeli jails who is in hunger strike since 23 days. In the central West Bank, troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protests organized at the villages of Bilayin, Nilayin and Anavi Saleh. Israeli and international supporters joined villagers after the midday prayers at all three locations. Troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at all three locations. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Meanwhile, in the South and West Bank, also on Friday, villagers of Al-Masara, along with their international and Israeli supporters, protested the Israeli wall. Troops stopped protesters at the village entrance before they reached lands owned by the local farmers that Israeli took over to build the wall. Later, troops forced people back into the village using rifle bats. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Carmen Rodriguez.
Some political analysts say that the current controversy over a potential Israeli strike to Iran will further protract solution for the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Meanwhile, intra-Palestinian conciliation is said to be deadlocked for the time being. The details with IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari.
Following a visit to Washington, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that an Israeli attack on Tehran is a matter of time and that such an attack may occur within months. During his talks with U.S. officials, Netanyahu hinted at what he believed to be an imminent Iranian threat to Israel, given Tehran's nuclear program that is still in progress. He said that once Iran halts its nuclear development, Israel will reconsider an attack on the country, but the PM did not drop the choice completely during the Washington talks. Amidst such a talk, some political analysts suggested that the Palestinian issue is going to be further sidelined by international players in a time the Palestinian Authority will submit the issue again to the United Nations. Some PA officials warned of stopping negotiations with Israel to make the latter agrees to halting settlement activities on occupied Palestinian lands in the West Bank and Arab East Jerusalem. At the internal Palestinian level, Hamas and Fatah officials traded blame for a protracted unity deal signing after PA's President Mahmoud Abbas of Fatah and Hamas's exiled leader Khaled Mash'al agreed in Doha last month to start implementing a Cairo-signed unity deal. Hamas's senior political leader in Gaza, Mahmoud al-Zahar, put much of the blame on Fatah, calling on the Abbas-led Palestinian Authority to stop security coordination with Israel if it wanted to implement the agreement. From his part, Fatah's senior representative to the unity talks, Azam al-Ahmad, accused Hamas of blocking the deal by disallowing the elections committee in Gaza to reopen in preparation for agreed-upon legislative and presidential elections. Al-Ahmad added that a recent visit by Hamas's Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh to Tehran did help further delay implementing the conciliation deal. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
This week, three Palestinians were killed, three others injured, while Palestinian political detainee Hanan al-Shalabi entered her fourth week of hunger strike, protesting her detention and ill treatment by Israeli captives. This and more with IMEMC's Vika Awad.
A 22-year-old man was killed and a teenager injured in the West Bank on Thursday, as Israeli troops conducted raids on the village of Yatta. Israel's goal was to rearrest Chad Mahamra, a former political prisoner released during a prisoner swap last October. The Israeli military says that the troops in Yatta village opened fire after one of them was stabbed by a local youth. But Mohammed, who declined to give his last name, witnessed that killing and has another story to tell.
Soldiers stormed the house of a released prisoner to arrest him. The entire village rushed to stop the military. They say someone stabbed a soldier, but they opened fire randomly on everyone who was there. I did not see anyone trying to stab soldiers.
Also this week, two Palestinian children were killed, five others injured on Thursday afternoon when an Israeli military bomb detonated near them, local sources reported. Local sources said that the explosion took place at the farmland east of Hebron City. Palestinian police said that the bomb was a leftover by the Israeli military. Residents of the area told local news that 2 years ago, a bomb exploded near the location of today's incident and killed two children. Earlier on Monday, 19-year-old Mohammed Abu Awad was critically injured by Israeli troops when they opened fire at a group of Palestinian youths conducting a commemoration protest near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The protest was organized near the entrance of the Israeli settlement of Ofer near Ramallah. The youths were commemorating the second anniversary of the death of five members of the Abu Awad family. The family members died after their car was hit by an Israeli military jeep at the gate of the Ofer settlement. Also this week, political prisoner Hana Shalabi, who was also rearrested after being released in the prisoner swap, is began her fourth week of hunger strike in Israeli detention. She is protesting Israeli administrative detention. Israel used administrative detention to hold Palestinians without charges for many years. Earlier in the week, lawyers for Shalabi petitioned the Israeli military court over the weekend. They are accusing soldiers of torturing Hana as well as strip searching her as she was tied down while a male soldier was present in the room. Mohammed Hassan is a lawyer for the Palestinian prisoner support group Al-Damir and one of those representing Shalabi.
The army court only agreed to transfer our complaint to the military police for investigation. We know from past experience that 99% of complaints made by Palestinians about being tortured by Israeli soldiers in captivity has ended by closing the file either for lack of evidence or other reasons.
While Ashalabi continues her hunger strike, the Israeli army continues to arrest Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, this week alone, the Israeli military conducted at least 71 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank, during which they arrested 40 Palestinian civilians, including 13 children. For IMEMC News, this is Vika Awad.
That was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hussein Qassis and me, George Ishmael.